الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فنحمد الله، we praise Allah that He has given us the ability to continue this seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the second dars this evening. And last night we went through the names of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as occurs in Ibn al-Qayyim Zad al-Ma'ad, and likewise Ibn Kathir al-Fusul, mentioned about the seerah al-Fusul fi seerat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we want to continue with that momentum and move forward with the lineage of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, khayru ahli al-ard nasaba. He is the best of the people on the earth in terms of his lineage. Ala al-itlaq. In the absolute sense. فَلِنَسَبِهِ مِنَ الشَّرَفِ أَعْلَى الدِّرْوَةِ. So in his nasab or his lineage, no doubt there is those who are honored, and he is from an honorable tribe. وَأَعْدَاؤُهُ كَانُوا يَشْهَدُونَ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ. And his enemies, نعم, they used to testify to that. You see, the Arabs at that time, they wouldn't raise anyone, na'am, and they would not listen to anyone from any tribe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from within their own tribes, from those tribes that are considered to be from the honorable tribes. So they have no excuse, even from this angle, to accept from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the truth. وَكَانُوا يَشْهَدُونَ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ. And they knew that, that he was from an honorable lineage, having been born from na'am, a father and a mother who were married, not out of wedlock. وَلِهَادَ شَهِدَ لَهُ بِهِ عَدُوهُ إِذْ ذَاكَ أَبُو سُفْيَانَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ مَلِكِ الرُّومِ. And this is what Abu Sufyan, before he was a Muslim, testified to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming from an honorable lineage. He testified to the King of Rome when he asked him about his lineage, and he said, "فَأَشْرَفُ قَوْمٌ قَوْمُهُ." The most honorable of the people are his people. Yani, they are considered to be people who are well respected, and the tribe well respected. فهو. So he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ibn Abdul Muttalib, ibn Hashim, ibn Abdul Mannaf, ibn Qusay, ibn Kilab, ibn Murrah, ibn Ka'b, ibn Lu'ay, ibn Ghalib, ibn Fahr, ibn Malik, ibn Nadr, ibn Kinana, ibn Khuzaima, ibn Mudrika, ibn Ilyas, ibn Mudar, ibn Nazar, ibn Ma'ad, Ibn Ma'ad, Ibn Adnan. This is, as the scholars mentioned, up to there is agreed upon. And that, and Adnan, from the tribe, all of that goes back, as he said, فَجَمِيعُ قَبَائِ الْعَرَبِ يَجْتَمِعُونَ مَعَهُ فِي عَدْنَانَ. All of the Arab tribes go back to Adnan. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ في القربة. قال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما لم يكن بطن من قريش إلا ولرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيهم قرابة. That there isn't any belly from Quraysh or a lineage from Quraysh except that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم had a lineage going back, because his lineage goes back to Adnan, where all the other Arab tribes go back to. And also in Sahih Muslim, قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, حديث which is reported in Muslim, إن الله اختار كنانة, Allah chose كنانة من ولد إسماعيل, that tribe of كنانة to be from that lineage of إسماعيل عليه الصلاة والسلام, the prophet إسماعيل from the sons of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثم اختار من كنانة قريش, and then he chose from كنانة قريش. ثم اختار من قريش بني هاشم, and he chose from قريش بني هاشم. ثم اختارني من بني هاشم, then Allah chose me from بني هاشم. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم's lineage goes back to إسماعيل عليه الصلاة والسلام, goes back to إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, going back to the أبو الأنبياء إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام. And likewise, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, وَلَمْ يُولَدْ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْمَعِيلَ أَعْظَمْ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ رَسَلَّمْ. And there is no one from that lineage of the Prophet Ismail عليه السلام who is better than Muhammad عليه السلام. From after Ismail عليه السلام right down to the Messenger عليه السلام, there is no one better than him. بَلْ لَمْ يُولَدْ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمْ أَحَدٌ وَلَا يُولَدْ إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ أَعْظَمْ مِنْهُ عليه السلام. Rather, none was born from Ibn Adam better than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there will never be anyone better than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam right until the hour is established. Right until the hour is established, and that is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, "Ana sayyidu waladi Adam." I'm the best of the children of Adam. Wala fakhr. And I'm saying this without boasting. Adamu. نعم فمن دونه. Adam and whoever's other than Adam from the prophets, they are all under me in terms of nobility. The Messenger of Allah is the best of them, and he is from the Ulul Azm, the prophets of firm resolve, the five prophets, the best of the prophets. Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Musa alayhi salatu salam, Isa alayhi salatu salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the best prophets and messengers, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of them sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Indeed, he is the one who deserves this salah upon him. If you do salah upon him once, Allah will do it for you 10 times. It will be for you 10 times. It will be commanded that you for you 10 times. A guaranteed dua for you, Ya Abdullah. So send salah upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever my name is mentioned. And the people do not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do not praise me, they do not say salah, then they are from the most miserly of people. Subhanallah. The most miserly of people. Jibreel alayhi salam said, whoever man, his name is mentioned, that whenever your name is mentioned and they do not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do not send salah upon you, may their nose be rubbed on the ground. SubhanAllah. That's how miserly that person is. How lowly that person is. He doesn't even say salah upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of the people, the best of mankind, the best of the prophets. Wulida Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-ithnain, and he was born on a Monday. And he was born on a Monday in the year of the elephant, Amul Fil. And the story of the elephant is well known. When Abraha wanted to destroy the Kaaba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon Abraha and his army, Allah pelted them with stones, birds that flew above them and pelted them with stones, and then they were not able to destroy the Kaaba. Allah defended the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defended the Muslims. And Abraha and the Amul Fil, the year of the elephant, the Prophet ﷺ was born in that year. This is what Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, and Ibn Qayyim and other than them from the scholars. This is something which is agreed upon. And likewise, he was taken, as he was born, he was taken to the Badiyah. In the Arabs back in the days, they used to, the ones who lives in the city, noble ones amongst them, they would take their children to the villages to be breastfed. Why? Because they wanted their children to grow up with strength, because it was known in the villages, mashallah, tabarakallah, the natural life, they would send them there, and the Messenger was sent for a period of about 4 years. And he was sent, and he was breastfed. فَأَرْضَعَتْهُ حَلِيمَةً. So Halima, Halima al-Sa'diyya, she breastfed him. As is reported with an authentic chain, as Ibn al-Kathir rahimahullah mentions. وَأَقَامَ عِنْدَهَا فِي بَنِي سَعْد نَحْوَ مِنْ أَرْبَعَ سِنِينَ. And he stayed about 4 years, he says. وَشُقَّ عَنْ فُؤَادِهِ هُنَاكَ فَرَدَتْهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. And that place is where his chest was open and his heart was cleaned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. And that is a hadith in Sahih Muslim. Min hadith Anas radiallahu anhu. Anna Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam atahu Jibreel. While he was playing. Jibreel came. He was a child. He was young. This is in the first 4 years of his life. وَهُوَ يَلْعَبُ مَعَ الْغِلْمَانِ. And he was playing with some other children. فَأَخَدَهُ فَصَرَعَهُ فَشَقَّى عَنْ قَلْبِهِ. He took him, pressed him, and opened his chest. فَاسْتَخْرَجَ الْقَلْبِ. Such that his heart was taken out. فَاسْتَخْرَجَ مِنْهُ عَلَقَهُ أو عَلْقَهُ فَقَالَ هَذَا حَضُّ الشَّيْطَانَ. That which was taken out from the heart, where shaitan has the ability to whisper. That aspect there, or that point, that bit there, was taken out. So that shaitan cannot influence the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ غَسَلَهُ فِي تَصْطٍ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. And then his heart was washed like a tray or like a plate of gold. بِمَا زَمْزَمْ. With zamzam water. Then his heart was returned back to his body. وَجَاءَ الْغِلْمَانِ يَسْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. And the children who seeing this, they went rushing to their mother. فَقَالُوا إِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And they said, oh, that the Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has been killed. فَاسْتَقْبَلُوهُ وَهُوَ. And they reached him, وَهُوَ مُنْتَقِعُ اللَّوْنِ, while his face had changed color. وَقَالَ أَنَسْ وَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَرَى أَثَرَ ذَلِكَ الْمَخِيطِ فِي صَدْرِهِ. Anas radiallahu anhu said, I saw that mark, the mark which has the chest that had been opened for his, that he saw the marks of that. قُلْتُ وَشَقَّ صَدْرُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَدَثٌ وَشَقُّ صَدْرِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَدَثٌ لَهُ فِي الصِّغَرْ مَرَّةٌ وَمَرَّةً أُخْرَى وَقْتَ الْإِسْرَاءِ بِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And it is also said that the second time that his chest was opened is when he went up to in the night journey. That is also mentioned. But the hadith of Sahih Muslim doesn't mention that. It mentions this particular incident of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم's heart being cleaned with zamzam, such that the whispers of shaitan do not reach him, and such that he is protected and Allah raised him. So 4 years or so he stayed, and then he was returned to his mother. فَخَرَجَتْ بِهِ أُمُّهُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. His mother went out towards Medina. She was going out towards Medina because he was born in Mecca. تَزُورُ أَخْوَالَهُ بِالْمَدِينَةِ. Such that she wanted to visit some of his relatives in Medina. But on her way, she died in a place called Al-Abwa. That place, she passed away. وَهِيَ رَاجِعَةٌ إِلَى مَكَّةٍ. While she was actually returning back to Mecca. وَلَهُ مِنَ الْعُمُرِ 6 سِنِينَ. So she died while he was only 6 years old and a few months. And some say just after 4 years or just beyond 4 years or so. And that is what Ibn Kathir rahimullah mentions. And there's some slight differences in regards the exact age. But he was young. His mother died while he's young. And in likewise, فَلَمَّا مَاتَتْ أُمُّهُ حَضَنَتُ أُمْ أَيْمَنَ. So when his mother died, أُمْ أَيْمَنَ, she took care of him. وَهِيَ مَوْلَاتُهُ. She was the one also, she was in the household anyway, looking after him and aiding him. So she took over to look after him and to bring him up. وَكَفَّلَهُ جَدُّهُ عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ, and his grandfather Abdul Muttalib took care of him, or took the responsibility. So when the Prophet ﷺ reached the age of 8 years old, then his grandfather Abdul Muttalib passed away. And he advised that his uncle, Prophet ﷺ's uncle Abu Talib, to take care and be responsible over the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he took care of him, and he looked after him, and he protected him, and he aided him, and he gave him victory. Even though he himself did not become a Muslim himself, but he aided him to the best to not be harmed by those who tried to harm him. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that even though he did not die as a Muslim, but his punishment will be reduced. The least punished in the hellfire. نعم. وخرج به عمه إلى الشام. And during that young age of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that young age, still he was not given that, still not given prophethood or messengership. Still, that the verses did not were not revealed regarding messengership. But at a young age, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. At a young age, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. When his uncle wanted to take him to Sham for some business, he didn't want to leave him behind, he wanted to take him with him. While he was about 12 years old, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says. And that is from the great kindness that Abu Talib had over Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that he doesn't leave him behind in Mecca. So they went towards Sham. And they saw certain things on the path. For example, they saw, as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking, they saw trees would be slanting to shade the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to shade him while he's still at that young age, at 12 years old. And also the bushra, the glad tidings, when they met a noble man, a man who's a rahib, a worshipper, his name is Bahira. When they met him, he said to them, after they had heard some of the occurrences that occurred while on the way to Sham, he said to him, take him back, because such that the Jews do not see him. Because the Jews were known at that time, when prophets come, they would kill the prophets, unless it's from their lineage, or unless there would be, because in this particular case, if they knew that somebody came with these with this characteristic, that even the trees are swaying in order to shade the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then, and he's not from their lineage, it's from the Arabs, then they would kill him, and that they would invent things against him. This is what Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says. Wal hadithu lahu aslun mahfuz, and this narration regarding the advice or the glad tidings of Bahira to take him back to Mecca to look after him and to protect him, that the narration regarding that is well maintained and is known. ثم خرج ثانيا إلى الشام في تجارة لخديجة بنت خويلد. And Khadija, at that time when the Prophet ﷺ reached the age of 25, Khadija, who was much older than him, then she went out with her son towards Sham again for tijara. So now the Prophet had reached now 25 years old, still before messengership. At 25 years old, Na'am, Khadija with her son, and her son with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he had seen from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that age, at a young age, his honesty and his deliverance and his fulfillment of trust that he fulfilled, he told his mother Khadija, Na'am, he told her about the character of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she proposed to him for marriage, And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted. Even though she was young, older, it was not an issue for him. She's older, but she's was a good woman. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ قَدْ صَانَهُ وَحَمَاهُ مِنْ صِغَرِهِ وَطَهَّرَهُ مِنْ دَنَسِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ And Allah protected him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the impurities of ignorance and from being harmed. وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ And from any defect. وَمَنَحَهُ كُلَّ خُلُقٍ جَمِيلٍ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with every character that is noble and that is good. As such that he was only known amongst his people, or he was well known amongst his people as being Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. The one who is honest, doesn't lie, tells the truth. When they saw his honesty, وَصِدْقِ حَدِيثِهِ And honesty, truthfulness in speech, and fulfillment of trust. So when he reached 35 years old, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, that the Quraysh, when they wanted to build the Kaaba, at that time they are worshipping idols. But when they wanted to build the Kaaba, because the Kaaba was still standing, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Na'am, they wanted to rebuild it, to make the Kaaba stand better, and they differed as to who's going to put the black stone in the corner. حَتَّى إِنَّهُ لَمَّا بَنَتْ قُرَيْشٌ الْكَعْبَةَ فِي سَنَةِ 35 مِنْ عُمْرِهِ So he's 35 years old, and now the people of Quraysh, they differed as to who's going to place the black stone in that corner to complete the building of the Kaaba. فَوَصَلُوا إِلَى مَوْضِعِ الْحَجْرِ الْأَسْوَدِ So they argued, who's going to put the... فَقَالَتْ كُلُّ قَبِيلَةٍ So every tribe said, نَحْنُ نَضَعْهُ We will put the stone, the black stone, in the corner. ثُمَّ اتَّفَقُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضَعُهُ أَوَّلُ دَاخِلٍ عَلَيْهِمْ Then they all agreed that the first person to enter upon us, he is the one that's going to put the black stone in the corner. And who should come upon them? فَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Allah willed that it is the message of Allah to come out, the first person to come out towards them. فَقَالُوا جَاءَ الْأَمِينَ جَاءَ الْأَمِينَ The trustworthy has come. فَرَضُوا بِهِ And so they were pleased with him. And he ordered or commanded that a sheet be gathered. Out of his justice, he wanted each tribe to hold the corner of that sheet, and they all place it together in the corner. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ الْحَجَرُ فَوَضَعَهُ مَوْضِعَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم aided them in putting the black stone in its place. Look at the justice of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. That hadith is sahih, لِشَوَائِد. It's in Muslim Imam Ahmad, and also in Mustadrak of Al-Hakim, نعم, and other that from the books of hadith. So now, we're coming up to his revelation. وَلَمَّا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى رَحْمَةَ الْعِبَادِ وَكَرَامَتَهُ بِإِرْسَالِهِ إِلَى الْعَالَمِينَ And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed mercy for all of the servants, His servants, and to bless them by sending them the best of the people, the best of creation, so all of creation, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَاءِ Allah willed for the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم at that time to love to be to love to remember him alone. He was away from worshipping idols. He was away from committing shirk. Rather, he صلى الله عليه وسلم would go to Cave Hira and he would go there in order for what? To seclude himself, to call upon Allah, to worship. At that time, revelation had not revealed. And there is a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah says, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى Didn't Allah find you an orphan and He protected you? وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى. And he found you without or before revelation, and he guided you. This verse here, many translations of the Quran, they don't know how to translate it. They run away from saying the word misguided. Yes, we don't use the word misguided, that he was misguided and then Allah guided him. Some of them said that, and they're mistaken in that translation. And some of them said, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا, we found your ummah misguided. Now they're running away from that, and they changed the pronoun to, we found your ummah misguided, like the Shia translation, like the Sufi translation, Tahir Qadri and other than them. They run away from this, and they change the wording of the Quran. But if they were to go back to the tafsir, the explanation, and also other verses in the Quran clearly showing that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this verse was referring to him before revelation. So we don't say وَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى, we found you misguided. لا, we say just as Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, al-Maghribi, and Muhsin Khan rahimahumullah, in the Noble Quran, the best translation of the Quran in terms of Aqeedah, both of them said we found you before revelation or without revelation, and then Allah guided you to what? To revelation. That is something which is clearly documented as well and mentioned clearly by Allah in other verses in the Quran. Na'am. Does anyone remember the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentions clearly, na'am, ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان. See, beautiful. Santa, this deserves gift, big gift. Please, where's Dawood? Allahu Akbar. ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان. That is in line with this verse. You didn't know the book nor Iman, because it's before revelation. So that verse there, وَجَدْكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى, is in line with this verse, as the scholars of tafsir mentioned. And you know, if you want a side fa'ida, if you want a book of tafsir which mentions other ayat, give him big gift, ya akhi. Big gift. Big gift. Big, yani, no, big gift. Give him, see Arabic books, if he's got Arabic books. Because that fa'ida there, very few know it. Very few will catch this fa'ida, because in books of tafsir. And Muhammad Amin al-Shinqiti, rahimahullah, in his tafsir, Adwa al-Bayan, this is his style. If you want other verses similar to the verse that you are reading, he does what he does. He brings those verses, one after the other, sardan. And then he mentions other statements. But before he does even anything, he starts with, and he says, the best tafsir of Quran is the Quran itself, to begin with. And of course, you get more tafsir thereafter, detailed tafsir from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter, the ijma', because the ijma' of sahaba is deen. And they will not unite upon a matter differing from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that the Messenger of Allah loved to be secluded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, he did not know how, as Allah will show him later. Mutaab. Na'am. وَيَصْنَعُ ذَلِكَ مُتَعَبِّدُ ذَلِكَ الزَّمَانِ كَمَا قَالَ أَبُو طَالِبْ فِي قَصِيدَتِهِ الْمَشْهُورَةِ اللَّامِيَّةِ فَجَاءَهُ الْحَقِّ وَهُوَ بِغَارِ حِرَاءِ فِي رَمَضَانِ. So while he's secluded and on his way, as he's going regularly, na'am, also, it doesn't mention it here, but Ibn Qayyim mentions it, he takes his food for the day. He takes his food for the day. And he takes enough food as well to pass by some of the poor people and give them food as he's going towards Hira. Gives him food, and such that there he's not just worshipping Allah, but also he is giving rights to the poor. He's looking after the poor and aiding the poor on his way. فَجَاءُهُ الْحَقِّ وَهُوَ بِغَارِ حِرَاء فِي رَمَضَانِ. So in the month of Ramadan, وَلَهُ مِنَ الْعُمُرِ أَرْبَعُونَ, and he has reached 40 years old. فَجَاءُهُ الْمَلَكِ, and the angel Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام came to him. فَقَالَ لَهُ اِقْرَأ, read. Jibreel said to him, read. قَالَ لَسْتُ بِقَارِئٍ, he says, I am not able to read. فَغَطَّهُ, in the other wording he says, فَغَطَّنِي. Here in Ibn Kathir says, فَغَطَّهُ بِالتَّعْ, لكن in the narration is فَغَطَّنِي or فَغَطَّهُ, which is pressed him. Jibreel pressed him and said to him, read. قَالَ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ أَوْ لَسْتُ بِقَارِئٍ. Three times, read. So I'm not able to read. ثُمَّ قَالَ اِقْرَأْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ, read in the name of your Lord who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ, who created man from a clot of blood, something which clings. اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ, read and your Lord is most bounteous. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمُ, who taught by the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ, who taught man that which he does not know. This is Surah Al-Alaq. فَرَجَعَ بِهَا رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَرْجَفُ بَوَادِرُهُ, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم coming back from Hira towards his home trembling. فَأَخْبَرَ بِذَلِكَ خَدِيجَ, and when he came to his home he told Khadija, his wife, about the incident. وَقَالَ قَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَى عَقْلِي, I feared for myself. I feared for myself. فَثَبَتَتْهُ, and so she made him firm. وَقَالَتْ أَبْشِرْ, glad tidings. كَلَّا وَاللَّهِ, no, of a surety, rather no, by Allah. لَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا, لَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا, that Allah will never abandon you. Allah will never humiliate you and leave you. إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ, for you indeed keep ties of kinship. You keep ties of kinship. You visit your relatives. وَتَصْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ, and you are truthful in speech. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ, that you help the needy, the one who's in need. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الدَّهْرِ, and you help in the affairs of those who require help. You help those who are in need, and you help those in the everyday life. فِي أَوْصَافٍ أُخَرْ, and other attributes, جَمِيلَ, which are beautiful. عَدَدَتْهَا, she mentioned about him and his manners. And this shows you, subhanAllah, that she helped him to be firm. She encouraged him, and she gave him that strength, or aided him. That is a good wife. One that helps her husband. One that encourages him to do good. One that helps, that continue to be strong. تَصْدِيقًا مِنْهَا لَهُ, because she truthfully saw what he was upon truth, upon kindness, upon good manners. وَتَثْبِيتًا, and in bringing about firmness. وَإِعَانَةً عَلَى الْحَقِّ, and she wanted to help him with upon truth. فَهِيَ أَوَّلُ صِدِّيقٍ لَهُ, so she's the first friend to him. That's how a wife should be. Your first friend, your first companion, one to help you, to aid you, and to bring you good in this life, and to get you, to help you get to Jannah. That is a good wife. She helps you to get to paradise. فَدْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ, as the Messenger ﷺ said, choose the one with the best manners, with the best deen. Choose the one with the best character, the best deen. فَدْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا وَأَكْرَمَهَا, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her, and may Allah bless her. ثُمَّ مَكَثَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا شَاءَ أَنْ يَمْكُثَ لَا يُرَى شَيْئًا. Then the Messenger said, for a period of time, he did not see thereafter anything. وَفَتَرَ عَنْهُ الْوَحْيُّ, and at that period, revelation had stopped. So that was the first revelation revealed. فاغتم لذلك وذهب مرارا ليتردى من رؤوس الجبال. And he went back, passing by Naam, the various in that mountain, going back and forth. وذلك من شوقه إلى ما رأى, because of what he had seen and يعني been encouraged from what he had seen, and he went back. ما رأى نعم من حلاوة من حلاوة, because of what he's seen of that beauty. He's seen of that beauty, seen of that which he has witnessed never before. ما شاهده من وحي الله إليه, from the revelation of Allah to him. فقيل إن فترة الوحي كانت قريبا من سنتين أو أكثر. And it is said that the period of revelation was of a period at that time of 2 years or just more, that the beginning of revelation. ثم تبدله الملك بين السماء والأرض. Then Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام, he saw him in the horizon coming towards him, على كرسي. He saw him upon a seat or a kursi, and he came towards him, مُثَبَّتَهُ وَبَشَّرَهُ, and he made him firm with words of firmness, and he gave him glad tidings that he is the messenger of Allah, أَنَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حَقًّا, with truth. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَرِقَ مِنْهُ وَذَهَبَ إِلَى خَدِيجَةَ. So when he saw him, he went towards Khadija again. فَقَالَ زَمِّلُونِي دَتِّرُونِي, cover me, cover me. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Oh, one who is wrapped up, covered in garments, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ, rise and warn. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, and your Lord you shall exalt. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ, and your clothes purify. O you Muddathir, O one who is wrapped up, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Look, first he told him to warn before he educates. Before enjoining the good, warn against evil. People say, MashaAllah, you Salafis, you Athar, you always warn against shirk and bid'ah and disobedience and sins. In the khutbah, you're always angry, warning against shirk, bid'ah and sins. The Prophet ﷺ, his face, his eyes, his face is like mundir al-jaysh, like he's warning an army on the khutbah, in a sermon. He's warning against evils. So of course, this is the sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ. This is the sunnah, to warn against evil first. Qum fa'andhir, warn against, and the severest of evils is shirk. MashaAllah, shirk no problem, bid'ah no problem, this all together, no. Mawlid al-Nabi no problem, bid'ah of Shababarat no problem, this all, this is what they say. Bid'ah that they invent, whoever commits a bid'ah, calls to a bid'ah, it is as if he claimed Rasulullah ﷺ has deceived the message. The Rasulullah ﷺ has completed that message that's upon him. And he warned against shirk severely. Warned against shirk severely. From the 7 destructive sins, 7 al-mubiqat, ash-shirku billah. First one he mentioned, ash-shirku billah. What is the severest sin? Ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu asked, ayyud dhanbi a'zam? Qala an taj'al lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqak. That you make with Allah a partner while He is the one who created you. First, of the severest of all sins, shirk with Allah. When the Prophet ﷺ heard a man said, MashaAllah wa shi'ta ya Rasulullah, whatever Allah willed and you willed, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ again warned, أَجْعَلْتِنِ اللَّهِ نِدًّا, have you made me a partner with Allah? قُلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ, say whatever Allah willed on His own. When he heard those who were new to Islam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, اجعل لنا ذات أنوات كما لهم ذات أنوات, make for us a tree to hang our weapons for good luck, just like they have a tree. Huh? Just like they have a tree. Yani, the pagans and the Jews, just like they have a tree to hang their weapons for good luck. The Prophet ﷺ said, you have said a statement. He said, Allahu Akbar. You have said a statement. Just like Bani Israel said to Musa, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. Make for us a deity just like they have deities. Please open the door, this one. It's very hot. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. So the Prophet ﷺ did not leave evil to spread. Did not leave shirk to spread. Did not leave... He warned against bid'ah before it even appeared. Because in his lifetime it's just sunnah. But he warned against these affairs. He warned against extremism. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir. So this is why we warn. That's why you find leaflets as soon as you go out. Leaflet number one, warning against Khawarij. Because the Prophet ﷺ warned against them, didn't he? Didn't he warn against the Khawarij? Those who call Muslims disbelievers, those who go out against the Muslim leaders, making takfir of the Muslim leaders indiscriminately, left, right and center, making takfir of the Muslims in general, left, right and center, the Khawarij, the Takfiris, ISIS, whatever they call their name, all of that. The Prophet warned against this group, the Khawarij. And each time a horn of theirs is cut, another one appears. So we have a leaflet. Leaflet number one, Khawarij. Leaflet number two, Sufis. Leaflet number three, Bid'ah. And continuing, inshallah, warning against all of these groups, one by one. Somebody said today in Jum'ah, he says, oh, what is this about Sufism? Yani, we're all Muslims. Yes, we're all Muslims. But did you know that the Sufis, some of them, they're not Muslim, because some of them, they're calling you to shirk. Habib Ali Jafri, who came to Slough, he said, the Sufi Sheikh, he has the power. Look, the power to create a fetus in the mother's womb. A'udhu Billah. This Muslim? Billah, somebody who says shirk in rububiyyah is worse than the kuffar of Quraysh. They said shirk in uluhiyyah, in ibadah. This one he says shirk in rububiyyah, in lordship. Allah creates, Allah says, ala lahul khalqu wal amr. To Allah belongs the creation and the command. You say, no, the Sufi Sheikh has the command to create a baby or a fetus inside. A'udhu Billah. What is this? In the Burda of Busayri that they recite, they memorize and they write it in gold. In there you can read it with your own eyes. You can see it with your own eyes. It says, the Prophet ﷺ knows, his knowledge is the knowledge of the pen. The knowledge of the pen. That wrote 50,000 years before creation. His knowledge is of that. SubhanAllah, that's ilm al-ghayb. Belongs to Allah. That knowledge of everything that's going to happen, that's for Allah. The knowledge of everything that's going to happen, that's for Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ And with him are the keys to the unseen. No one knows but him. How many? The Prophet himself said, قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ If I'd known the unseen, I would have done more good. وَمَا مَسَنِيَ السُّءُ And no harm would have touched me. The Prophet didn't know when the Jewish lady, she brought him the meat and inside his poison. He ate it. If he'd known the unseen, unconditionally, he wouldn't have eaten that meat. The Prophet said, I'm going from Makkah to Medina. He took a guide to show him the way. If he know the unseen, why would he take a guide to show him the best route to Medina? Proof after proof. All of them proving Rasulullah ﷺ is a great messenger. But he did not know the unseen unconditionally. The knowledge of the unseen unconditionally belongs to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ He's all knowing and he's all aware. Allah knows the hour. And he knows when it's going to rain. He knows what you're going to earn tomorrow. He knows where you're going to die. He knows what's in the womb of the mother. Before even she conceives. He knows Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows and you do not know. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. He's not to be asked about his actions, and you and me are to be asked. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great is Allah? How can we associate partners with Allah? So yes, warn. Qum fa'anzir. This is for each and every one of us. Warn. Warn against shirk. Warn against bid'ah. Warn against sin. Warn against disobedience. Then after that, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Then tawheed. Exalt your Lord. Call to worshiping Allah correctly. Exalting Allah, glorifying Allah. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ. And your clothes purify. فكانت الحال الأولى حال نبوة. That was the hal, or the beginning of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophethood. To warn the people. And he gave da'wah. He gave da'wah to those around him. The first to become Muslim was Khadija radiallahu anha. And slowly, slowly, those who became Muslim after him, from the men, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And thereafter, those who also came Muslim, Abdullah ibn Uthman at-Taymi radiallahu anhu. وآزره في دين الله ودعا معه إلى الله على بصيرة فاستجاب لأبي بكر عثمان ابن عفان عثمان ابن عفان رضي الله عنه وطلحة والسعد بن أبي وقاص. And they were from the سابقون الأولون, the early generation of Muslims. وأما علي رضي الله عنه, he became Muslim while he's still young, صغيرا, 8 years old. And some say just slightly above 8 years old. And some say, na'am. Na'am, just slightly above 8 years old. Laysa kaysa. Na'am. وَكَذَلِكَ أَسْلَمَتْ خَدِيجَ. No doubt we mentioned Khadija and Zayd ibn Haritha. And other than them from the Sahaba, the first to become Muslim. وَأَسْلَمَ الْقِسُّ وَرَقَةُ ibn Nawfal. And that famous priest, if you like, worshipper, Waraqat ibn Nawfal, who knew of the coming of the Messenger, the signs were clear. And he died actually a few months after that, yani very soon after knowing about the signs of the Messenger and becoming a Muslim. And he wished that he will help and to live longer to help the Messenger. And in the authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, he said about when he was when he heard about the Messenger ﷺ and Jibreel ﷺ coming to the Messenger of Allah, he said, "Hada namus, namus." So this is the Jibreel that we used to call namus. Alladhi jaa Musa, the one who came to Musa ibn Imran, lamma dahabat bihi Khadija to ilayhi. So when Khadija told him about what happened, he said, "Hada namus." يعني هذا جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام, who came to Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام as well. And those who became Muslim. And we want to just move now back to our book, which is Qasas al-Anbiya. Because here, there's some nice benefits. When Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first of all, Jibreel and all the angels, they are created from light. And as for the jinn, Allah created them from smokeless fire. And as for Adam, then Allah created Adam, na'am, from clay, that which Allah has described to you. And that which Allah has described to you. That hadith is in Sahih Muslim. خَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ مِن نُورٍ وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَ مِن مَارِجٍ مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقَ آدَمَ مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. That hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And likewise in Sahih Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Jibreel alayhi salam with strength, with might, with power. بالقوة ذي قوة عند ذي العرش العظيم. With قوة, with strength, with power, Allah described Jibreel alayhi salam. And Allah taught him. And Allah, as he mentioned in the other verse, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى Sorry. ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى Here, ذُو مِرَّةٍ Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Mandar Hasan, that Jibreel was given a beautiful image. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, will come to the various descriptions. In Tafsir al-Qurtubi, for example. Jibreel, just to show you how strong he was, he actually, when he was sent to the people of Lot, after they had committed shirk, after they had committed yani evil upon the earth, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, with one wing, picked up the whole of that land, that area, of 400,000 inhabitants and whatever they have. With one wing, picked it up, picked them all up, and picked the whole land up, and turned it upside down. That was their punishment. With one wing. How about, we know that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had 600 wings. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, ذو قوة, possessor of knowledge, of power, of strength, of might. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned when Allah took the Messenger of Allah in the night journey, Allah said, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى That the heart did not actually lie upon what it saw. The heart did not lie upon what it saw. And in the Tafsir al-Tabari, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, rahimahullah, in his Tafsir, he said, يعني جبريل. يعني, he saw جبريل. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw جبريل. As for seeing Allah, no eyes can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. But when he was asked, what did you see? He said, I saw light. And when Aisha radiallahu anha said, whoever said that the Prophet saw Allah, then he has lied. Yani with his eyes. He didn't see Allah with his eyes. But rather, with his heart, as in Tafsir Tabari, he saw Jibreel. The light, he saw Jibreel with his heart. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى But as for seeing Allah, no eyes can see Allah in this dunya. But in the Akhirah, the believers will see Allah. وُجُوهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ On that day, the faces will be illuminated, brightened, looking towards their Lord. And in the hadith, which is sahih, where the Prophet ﷺ, he said, from the reasons for you to see Allah, is obviously righteousness. But he mentioned this particular hadith, أعني على ذلك يعني help me regarding that. If you want to help yourself regarding seeing Allah, then don't miss the Fajr and the Asr prayer. Don't miss the Fajr and the Asr prayer. Those two blessed prayers. And of course, don't miss any prayer. But those two, don't delay them. And pray them on time. The Messenger ﷺ, he saw Jibreel ﷺ twice upon his يعني, natural features with 600 wings, hadith in Bukhari. The hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. So these are some of the benefits that were mentioned. And inshallah, tomorrow we will go over, after Dhuhr at 12:45, we will go over the rest of the Qasas al-Anbiya with some of the fawaid from Zad al-Ma'ad as well as al-Fusul fi Sirat al-Rasul. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. After Dhuhr, 12:45, inshallah. And we go into more detail. And if there's any corrections of any questions, No. regarding the Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, that was first. Because Shaykh Salih Fawzan says that signifies his nubuwwah. And as for Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir, that signifies his risala, his messengership. So the first one is nubuwwah. This is what Shaykh Salih Fawzan mentions, that this is prophethood. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, that signifies that he is the prophet. And to proclaim, qum fa'andhir, signifies the messengership that is to go out and to proclaim the message. So this is what I understood from what the scholars mentioned regarding those two verses. So iqra' bismi, as to which is first, then what is, seems to be clear is iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, because he was in Hira. And when he came back home, he said, dathiruni, dathiruni, cover me, cover me. And then he was addressed, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O one wrapped up. And that was the case in his home, after coming back from Hira. So Allahu A'lam, that seems to be the correct position regarding that. Allahu A'lam if it's the same night. I don't know. I didn't read anything regarding that, to say something. Yes. In the Rahiq al-Makhtum, there's a mentions that the Prophet ﷺ had suicidal thoughts. That is a narration which is not authentic. It's not based on authentic narration. And alhamdulillah, I think one of our brothers, Hassan Somali, jazallah khair, he has already translated some stuff on this. May Allah reward him. And if brothers can find it on the net, then we can read it, inshallah. But he mentioned some... He translated some good stuff regarding it, and that is not what exactly happened.
Is there any difference of opinion? Is there any khilaf on whether Khadija radiallahu anha said her son or slave?
Okay, son, yes, it was Mawla. Actually, let me go back to it because it's written here. It could be Mawla. Maybe it was a slip. Khadija ilayfa qasna'an. Annahu qala hada. I said son, huh? Let me just show you. From the Kharaja Thaniya, Tijarni Khadija bint Khawailid. Ma'a ghulamiha. This is ghulam. So ghulam, يعني, ghulam. She didn't say ibnaha. I said son. Ghulamiha. So it could be that it's the servant. Zakallah khair. Sent. No. Allahu alam. We have these books to give out, inshaAllah. Who remembers the lineage of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It ends at who? Adnan. But before Adnan goes back to which prophet? Ismail. You get two, huh? You get this one this time. You get a big one, huh? Tayyib. طيب Abu Talib, when he was going to Sham, who did he meet? The first when he was going with the Prophet ﷺ.
The priest.
What's his name? Bahira. MashaAllah. Good. طيب. We have two more books. We have these leaflets. This one is on Sufism. Which verse does that come under that we mentioned earlier? Refuting all of these groups. Which verse does it come under? Anyone else? Huh? No. Refuting all of these groups. Shia, Sufism, Qadi, all of them. Which verse does it come under? We just mentioned it. Huh? No, what's the one? Qum fa'andhir. Warn, don't forget that one, because we need to warn against all of these groups away from bid'ah that they're teaching the people and the misguidance that they are teaching the people. Taba'an, we don't lie about them. We're not unjust. We don't insult.
We don't say bad things that are not true. We say that which is true. Like I mentioned with evidence, and I have the book, with the what Habib Jeffrey said, that the Sufi Sheikh he can create. And we used to be actually, many years ago, we met this Sufi. We said to him, why are you putting cloth over your head and doing this dhikr? Which dhikr are you doing? He says, my teacher, the Naqshbandi Sheikh in Manchester, he gave me homework to do dhikr. I said, Rasulullah already did that. You can just buy Husn al-Muslim or buy the Adhkar book. You see already what to say in the morning, what to say in the evening. You don't need your teacher to make new Adhkar. And when I ask him, what is it? He's repeating Allah, Allah, Allah. This is not dhikr, ya akhi. This is not dhikr. He said, no, but this is my, this Naqshbandi Sheikh, he knows just by looking at your face if you prayed Fajr. And I said to him, subhanAllah, just by looking at your face, this is his yani, miracle. When the hadith mentioned about the shaitan urinates in your ears, if you don't get up for the Fajr, urinates in your ears. Maybe he misunderstood the hadith. And he took it as he urinates on his face. Allahu A'lam, what he, how he understood that. But they claim to have certain features, claim to have certain miracles, and they misguide the people. Is he upon Sunnah? Is he upon Ansan of the Sahaba? We have to refute these confusions. Or going back to numbers, people go back to miracle numbers. Like somebody said to me today, that in the year 2022, Palestine is going to be liberated. I said, how do you know? He says, oh, some sheikh on this YouTube, he said it. I said, how does he know the unseen? Huh? How does he say, wait until you get to that year, to far? I don't have to wait, Akhi. I'm not going to believe it in the first place. Why? Because unseen. I'm not going to even listen to it or accept it because unseen. How does he know? He said, oh, because the Halley's Comet takes 76 years to go around an orbit and it. I said, wait, how did Halley's Comet come into this discussion? Halley's Comet? SubhanAllah. Allah protect us, Yaqwan. People who believe in numbers as a solution to their deen. And they listen to these storytellers. As for the Salaf, one of the Salaf, he went and when he went past by a storyteller, he started plucking his ears, hair from under his armpit. One of the Salaf scholars. Inshallah, I'll get your name, his name. He started plucking. They said to him, what are you doing? The Sheikh is speaking. He says, what I'm doing is the Sunnah. What he's doing is lying against the Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. How could the Salaf? They didn't listen to bid'ah. They listen to storytellers. Yes, it is story from the Quran, alhamdulillah, it's thabit. It's upheld. But story that is made up, anyone can make stories, yani. And you get some of those tapes by some of those Hizbi partisan groups. They make a tape, yani, the story is never ending. Akhi, where's the moral? The moral of the story hasn't come. You're listening, you listen, and it's so long. And you got all this background noise of horses. Where's all this? Allah. And it's takfiris. They're good at that. To hypen you up. To make you roused up like steroids. You're listening to something that like steroids they're giving you. To get you hyped up. Stories, this happened. Ya akhi, let's go back down to earth. Let's see what Allah said. Let's see what the Messenger ﷺ conveyed. Let's see what the Salaf, the pious predecessors, united upon in understanding this. So I said to this brother today, we're talking about numbers. I said, brother, tell me which of the Salaf, because they're the best people. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ First few generation. The best people. Name me one from there that used tafsir with numbers. He says, I cannot bring him. Don't know. So if you cannot, yaqi, then عَلَيْكَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْأَوَّلِ Upon you is to stick to the original state of affairs. عَلَيْكَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْعَتِيقِ The ancient affair. Going back to the first generations. And that is what gave them victory. That is what gave them aid. That is what raised them. Which is what? Allah raised them because they had true faith. Based upon knowledge. Not based upon story, fairy tales. Based upon knowledge. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of these deviations. It is mercy for those people that we refute them and we refute the ignorances that they are upon. It is mercy, wallah. If we just leave the people, then more people will follow them upon their sin. How do you respond to people that commit bid'ah who say we get rewarded for our intention? We say to them what Allah says in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah created death and life to test those who do correct deeds. Fudayl ibn Iyad, from the scholars of the Salaf, he said, when he was asked, Ya Aba Ali, وَمَا أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا? What is correct deeds? He said, مَا كَانَ أَخْلَصُهُ وَأَصْوَبُهُ. That which is sincere and that which is according to the Sunnah. So it's not enough to have good intention. The Christian can say, I have good intention. God is love. But you're worshipping Jesus. And Isa a.s. did not tell you to worship him. See, this, everyone can say this. The Jews, the Christians, the Hindus. We intended good. Don't they? The Hindus, they say, it's like a spoke of the wheel. Whichever way you do, you all reach the end. You all reach the spoke in the middle. Huh? You all reach the middle. Doesn't matter what you do. What is this? So, it's not enough to have good intention. Surah Al-Mulk is proof. And Allah talks about intention. In the Quran, irada, meaning irada, meaning who do you seek by that which you... Yes, it's important. In ad-deen and the light of Islam, yes. And having sincerity. Ala lillahi ad-deenul khalis. Yes, you must have sincerity. But it's not enough. It must be ahsanu amala. The action must be according to the sunnah. You must follow the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنُهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever he gives you, take it. Whatever he forbids you from, keep away from. Desist. Not enough. And the Sahaba were clearly, they clearly followed this. And the Prophet ﷺ himself said, Hadith of Aisha, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلَ لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرَ فَهُوَ رَدْ. Hadith between Sahih Muslim and Bukhari Muslim, whoever does an action which we have not brought is going to be rejected. He didn't say intention. The man who said, MashaAllah wa shaita Rasulullah, the Prophet didn't say, oh, his intention is good. The man who said, make for us, the ones who are new to Islam, they said, make for us a tree to hang up for good luck, to hang our weapons on. The Prophet said, it doesn't matter, their intention is good. No, he corrected the wrong action. The action must be according to the Sunnah. These are two conditions for any action to be accepted. If one of them is not there, your action is rejected. If you don't have the correct intention, it's not. But you are following Sunnah, it's not enough. If you have if you're not following the Sunnah and you have good intention, it's still not enough. Never will it be accepted unless your actions are fulfilling two conditions. Al-Ikhlas wal-Ittiba'. And we say, La ilaha illallah, don't we? That is, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Intention, that you intend to worship Allah alone. But we also have to finish it and say, Muhammadun Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that kalima means, you follow him. Ta'atu fima amar. Obeying him in that which he commands. Tasdiqu fima akhbar. Obeying that which he has told you about. وَاشْتِنَابُ مَا نَهَا عَنْهُ وَزَجَرْ. To keep away from that which he forbade and that which he spoke against. وَلَا يُعْبَدُ اللَّهَ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعْ. And that you do not worship Allah except that which is legislated. Allah's Messenger, Allah did not leave you and me to choose what kind of, or how to worship Allah in how you want to worship. The prayer, he said, خُدُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me. The prayer, he said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُنِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as you have seen me pray. For the Hajj, he said, خُدُوا عَنِي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me the Hajj rites. So how has already been explained. And that's why all of these groups are misguided, newly invented. Leave them, the Prophet said. فَاَعْتَزِلُوا تِلْكَ الْفِرَقْ جَمِيعَهَا. Hadith in Bukhari, leave all of these groups. Because when you go to all these groups, they won't show you how to worship Allah correctly. They won't show you how to. When one of the scholars, Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab al-Banna rahimahullah, he went to give da'wah to the tablighis. When he was giving da'wah, they told him, do bayan, do bayan. They don't know him yet. He stand up and he want to show them how to pray. When you raise up for the prayer, raise your arms. And he's showing them how to pray. You raise your hands, your fingertips to the earlobes. Allahu Akbar, right hand over your left hand. And he's showing them on your chest. Huh? Not here. This hadith is Mas'ud, which is da'if. But the narrations are authentic. Al-yumna al-yusra, on the chest. And he showed him, he was showing them how to pray. One of them said, and he said to me, the sheikh said, and his name was Abdullah, Allah musta'an. I said, Alhamdulillah, this one Salafi, that one was no Salafi. It wasn't me, Alhamdulillah. He said his name was Abdullah. And he said to me, the Sheikh is saying this. He said, no. We just tell them to pray. We don't tell them how to pray. SubhanAllah. We just tell them to pray. We don't tell them how. Let everybody pray how they want. MashaAllah, so you want to pray like this, you pray like that. You want to pray like this, you pray like that. SubhanAllah. What is this? The Prophet didn't say pray as you like. He taught us how to pray. And then, so he left them. He said, these people, they are misguided. They don't want to know how to pray. The Prophet taught how, they don't want to know how. Then one time, he goes to give da'wah to the Ikhwan al-Muslimin. Hassan al-Banna. Hassan al-Banna, the Ikhwani, this is back then, he was teaching the hadith of the man who prayed badly. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Go back and pray if you have not prayed. Irja' fasalli fi innaka lam tusalli. The man prayed, but he didn't pray properly. So the Prophet said, go back and pray if you didn't pray. He went and prayed, came back. Salamu alaikum. Alaykum salam. Go back and pray for you did not pray. He's thinking, how do I pray? This is all I know. The Prophet taught him how to pray. When you stand up for prayer, and he mentioned the conditions, the pillars of worship and so on. He mentioned the pillars of the worship. He taught him how to pray. The Prophet himself said, a man stands up for prayer, he gets 1/10 of the reward, 1/9 of the reward, 1/8 of the reward, 1/7 of the reward, one hadith in Sunnah Nabi Dawood. He doesn't get the whole prayer. Some people pray, they don't get the whole prayer. You get a fraction of it. That's why we pray the Sunnah prayers, to protect our salah. Pray as you see me pray. So when Hassan al-Banna finished this talk about the man who prayed badly, because when he prayed badly, he did not fulfill the ruku' and the sujood as he's supposed to fulfill. وَرْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّكَ رَاكِعًا. When you do ruku', you should do ruku' until you are tranquil in your ruku'. When you stand up, until you are tranquil standing up. All the bones going back to their place. Huh? When you go down for sujood, go tranquil, be tranquil in your sujood. And the Prophet also taught in other narrations, don't go down as the camel goes down. The narrator said, place your hands before your knees. SubhanAllah. Don't pray like the dog yawning with your elbows on the ground. Don't pray like the fox looking right, left, everywhere and everywhere. Concentrate, akhi, your prayer. All of that the Prophet taught. So Hassan al-Banna is given the talk about the man who prayed badly. And then, now comes the application. When it came now to the prayer time, instead of putting someone forward that can pray, he said to one Sufi that was hovering, he said, lead the prayer. And the Sufi, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Rahman says, it seems he misunderstood the hadith. Because when he stood up for praying, he prayed like the man who prayed badly. Because he prayed so fast. As-salamu alaykum, as-salamu alaykum. And he finished quickly. And then I said to him, Sheikh Muhammad said, I went to Hassan al-Banna. And I said to him, Ya Sidi, Ya Sheikh, the Egyptians. They had this place. Ya Sidi, Ya Sheikh. He It seems like your friend did not understand that hadith that you were explaining. Why don't you advise him? And instead of advising him, Hassan al-Banna, the Ikhwani, said to him, Ahlal ma, just changed the conversation. And left advising. And he said, then I knew that this da'wah of Ikhwan Muslimin is not a da'wah of rectification. Rather, it's a da'wah of leaving everyone, just like the tabligh, leave everyone do what they like. Yes, iman, iman, akhirah, akhirah. Type what? Application. What about application? Application is just to sleep, know how to sleep and know how to eat. Application, ya akhi, is aqidah first. Application, teach the people the correct belief. Application, teach the people the correct worship. This application, how to worship Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, straighten your rows, for I see you behind my back. This is from his miracles. He could see the people behind him. Straighten the rows, for I see you behind my back. Close the gaps. Don't leave gaps like, for the shaitan to enter like black sheep between you. Close the gaps. And the Sahaba, Nu'man ibn Bashir and Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhuma, they both said, each and every one of us used to put their heels with their heels and their shoulders with their shoulders. Where you find that practiced in Slough? Except Markaz Mu'ad ibn al-Jabal. Except in this masjid. Where are you going to find that? You go next to one person in this other masajid, he runs away from you. Or he goes to the other line, doesn't want to put his feet with your feet. Where's the application that the Sahaba used to apply? Hadith is in Bukhari. Anas bin Malik and Nu'man ibn Bashir. We used to put our heels with our heels and shoulders to shoulders with the one next door, next to me. SubhanAllah. This is how the believers are. Because some masajid, ya akhi, they don't correct the people. I went to that masjid down there, that one here, the Deobandi one. I said to the imam, what's he called this one? Stockpodges. Stockpodges Lane. I said to the imam, ya imam, the dua after every prayer in congregation is bid'ah. The Prophet did not do it in congregation after every prayer. You want to do the dua of Rasulullah to yourself. Say, as soon as you say salamu alaykum, you say astaghfirullah three times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta salamu, wa minka salamu, tabaraka ya dal jalali wal ikram. Allah, and then you can mention the rest of the adhkar. So it's ayat al-kursi, and your adhkar with your right hand, doing your dhikr. He said to me, there are other more important issues. I said, this is important because it's bid'ah. And I told him a story of another Diobandi imam in another masjid. I said to him, this is bid'ah. You know what he said to me? He says, I know. But the people. Ya akhi, you're the imam, ya akhi. You're going to leave the people like sheep to rule you, to run your life, run your ibadah? But the people? Are you afraid of the people? Are you afraid of not getting the wage packet? Ya akhi, follow the sunnah. That's why in this masjid, alhamdulillah, Allah will aid us. Allah will not leave us here. Allah will aid us from strength to strength, inshaAllah. Because why? When you establish the sunnah first, no compromising on the sunnah, then alhamdulillah, Allah will aid. They used to laugh at us. They say, look, oh, they're praying in a warehouse. Before, we were in a small place. But it was packed. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. It's not about numbers. But mashallah, people started hearing and started coming. And now, alhamdulillah, this masjid is not even big enough. And inshallah, it will be bigger. Just wait and you will hear good news, inshallah. You will hear good news. It's not long. We're not looking at 1 year down the line. Da'wah to Salafi is the da'wah of Allah. Da'wah to Tawheed with Sunnah. There is no compromising in it. It's gonna go forward, with or without us. And it goes with knowledge. You go to many of these places, they don't know. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the knowledge and the practice, the application of that knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His help, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our shortcomings. May Allah give us sincerity in our call. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our actions better than our speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this da'wah in this community and all the communities where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His name is raised. The kalimat al-tawheed is raised and the sunnah is followed. And da'wah to salafiyah is established.
with knowledge, with understanding, with gentleness and kindness, with mercy, and inshallah you will see, Allahumma barik, we will go forward. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa laaqibatul muttaqeen, wa laa udwana illa ala al-dhalimeen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri 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 Muhammad wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.